It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine, thank you. It's Monday morning. We're at work. Where would we rather be?
Exactly.
Everybody else is going to find that out pretty soon, too, huh? Brett's in with us this morning. He already knows what we're talking about. He's in this morning wanting to tell us a little bit about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. One of the best things you can do for your home is duct cleaning. Camblin Plumbing and Heating performs professional duct cleaning with a reverse air machine that both pulls and pushes debris into dirt out of your air ducts. If you experience worse allergies at home than at work, if your house gets dusty quickly, if you have some odors, your house has some odors about it, you would be happy with the results of our duct cleaning. Almost immediately, your house will give you the results you want after duct cleaning. We also have several different types of equipment available for those that need the correction of air in the house in the way of filtration, ultraviolet lights, and electronic air cleaners. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan to set up an appointment at your home.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, I want to spend some time this morning talking a little bit about Branson, Missouri, because that's where we're going to be headed here coming up in June, the third straight year now that KJAN will be sponsoring a trip down to Branson, Missouri to see some of the best that the Ozarks have to offer. Chris is, he's got one bus, I got the other bus. We take two buses down each year. That's how popular this trip has become, and we've had a lot of fun with a lot of great people, and we're hoping to do that again this year. In fact, some folks already signed up here. We actually sent out letters to everybody who's gone with us the last couple of years. Those went out last week, and some of those folks have already responded back, so we thought we'd be kind enough to give them a heads up about what's going to happen, but we're introducing that here now to everyone else here this week. You know, and last year what we did was we put the Branson trip together, and we offered a special package price for those who went with us the previous year, giving them a little extra bonus because they took the chance on us the first year. This year, though, we're giving that same opportunity to everyone in our pricing structure. So we'll tell you about the prices here in just a little bit, but the trip to Branson should be a lot of fun. We'll be leaving on June the 12th, that's Tuesday, and then returning on Friday, June 15th. So it's just a few-day trip. We're not going to be gone terribly long, so hopefully it'll fit into your plans. But on Tuesday, we'll leave Tuesday morning and head on down to Branson, make a few stops along the way. But when we get there, we've got a lot of stuff planned. Boy, I tell you, I thought we were kind of busy the last few years when we went down to Branson, but this year is going to be a little bit busier. We got a lot of stuff packed into some good days down there. We'll arrive in Branson on Tuesday, June the 12th, late in the afternoon, have a chance to kind of relax and get checked into the hotel. We'll be staying at the Branson Towers this year, a different location from where we've been in the past, but they offer all the same amenities. They'll offer a huge breakfast each morning, including all the hot stuff that you love. And also, when we come back to the hotel at night, the Branson Towers also offers an ice cream social in the evening with cookies and cobbler and all kinds of fun stuff, too. So, believe me, you're never at a loss for food on these trips. Never, it seems like. But when we get down to Branson that night, we'll go out to McFarland's, which is a very popular eatery there, and we'll head there for dinner. When we leave there, we'll be heading over to the Bald Knobbers Theater, as we're going to take in the Bald Knobbers Jamboree show this year. A lot of folks the last couple of years have been asking if we could work that one into our rotation this year, so we were able to do that, and that should be a lot of fun. We'll go that. If you like traditional Ozark kind of comedy and entertainment, that's what you'll find at the Bald Knobbers Jamboree show. So we'll get a chance to enjoy that show coming up this year. That'll be part of our run. In fact, a lot of the shows that we chose this year, we handed out sheets to kind of get some feedback from folks who went last year. And I hate to say this, I guess, but what I really did is run a tally sheet. Just kind of run through, and some of the more popular ones that kept coming up started just kind of keeping tallies. And we just went through and did the best we could to try to work some of those shows that were the most popularly asked for shows into our rotation this year. And I know I had a lot of folks even just verbally mentioned something about some different shows. And Chris, I'm sure you had the same.
Yeah, there's, you know, you get the response of things that people have heard about or they've been to before that they really want like to see, and they tell you.
Absolutely. I mean, you can set all this stuff on up on your own, but believe me, we can save you some money when we go in large groups like this. They can really save things. And, of course, you're eliminating the hassle as well. You don't have to really worry too much about even scheduling and stuff, because we're always, for the most part, together. So you really don't have to worry about being someplace at a specific time. The bus will make sure you get there. That's what bus drivers are for. And we've had some good ones again, and we'll have some good ones again this year. That's what the first day is going to look like. After Bald Knobbers, we come back and enjoy some snacks at the hotel, and away we go. The next day, Wednesday, pretty busy day. We had a chance last year to go over and visit the College of the Ozarks. It's kind of a different setup. There's really no tuition there for cash. They work off. All the students work their tuition off, and there's a lot going on there. We had a chance to kind of rummy around there a little bit and see the tour, but I know some folks, they have a neat museum there of older like farm stuff or whatever else, and some of the guys wanted to kind of have some more time to look at that. We just didn't have it in our schedule. And they also do a luncheon thing there, too, that's prepared by the students. And some folks asked about that. So that's what we're going to do this year. So the second day on Wednesday, we're actually going to start the day with a leisurely scenic railway tour. It's a 90-minute railway tour through the Ozark Mountains there, through the hills in Branson. They'll point out a lot of the neat things and stuff. It's not a dinner train or anything. After breakfast, we'll hit that and enjoy that. That should be just a nice, relaxing opportunity for us. And then we'll head to the College of the Ozarks, where we'll have lunch at the Keter Center, and then some time for kind of rummying around the Ozark Museum and grounds and stuff there, too, so you can see all the things that are going on there. Then in the afternoon, and this is another one of those shows that was asked for an awful lot by folks, in the afternoon we'll go for a 2 o'clock show that afternoon over to the Branson Variety Theater, where we'll enjoy the 12 Irish Tenors show, which is a popular long-running show in Branson, and we'll have a chance to enjoy that. I know some folks who have seen that, so it's really wonderful. It's kind of hard to find shows that aren't pretty good in Branson, but we'll enjoy that one that day, and then we'll come back to the hotel for a little bit, have a chance to kind of freshen up some. We'll hit the Bob Evans restaurant then for dinner that evening. And after that, we're going to head over to the Sight and Sound Theater for the Joseph Show. Last year, we took in a backstage tour at the Sight and Sound Theater, which is pretty impressive, to say the least. But then the show last year, now I've lost the title. What was last year?
Noah,
that's what it was. How can I forget that? Noah was the show, and yeah, it was, boy, I tell you, it was really something else with all of the animatronics and the live animals and how they train. I mean, showing us how they train the animals, all pretty neat. Well, they changed the show. Noah ran for a couple of years, and then they've changed it this year to it's Joseph now. But a lot of folks, in fact, that was the one that got the most tally marks on it. Everybody wanted to go see that again because they had such a good time at that theater, and the shows are so well done. So we'll take that one in on Wednesday evening. And then on Thursday, on June 14th, we're going to start the day out with after breakfast with a sightseeing cruise. We're going to hit the Lake Queen for a sightseeing cruise. Now, this isn't the dinner cruise that we've gone on the last couple of years. We're going to skip that this year. This is just a cruise that will run you through the landings and stuff, and it'll show you a lot of different things from that perspective down in the Ozarks. So we'll do that in the morning, and then after lunch we'll have a chance to enjoy some time at the Stonehill Winery. Everybody seems to enjoy that trip. I know they do, because there's some money dropped there by the time we leave. Yeah. So we'll enjoy that trip, and then maybe enjoy some of the fruits of our trip a little bit later on. And then after that, we'll have a little bit of free time, not much, but then we're going to head over to and enjoy the Dixie Stampede. That's a dinner show that is going to be a pretty impressive show. I think you'll enjoy that. A lot of folks do run through that show year after year, and that's another one that we had a lot of folks asking for. So, we've had some different types of shows the last few years, but this year I think a lot of folks wanted to kind of hit some of the traditional ones. At least that's what it kind of seemed like from the feedback that we got. So things like the Bald Knobbers and also the Dixie Stampede, I guess those would qualify as some of the more traditional Branson shows. So we've got a little mix of things with the Bald Knobbers and Dixie Stampede, then 12 Irish Tenors, and the Joseph Show mixed in there as well. Then that'll be our final night there. We'll come back and enjoy the evening, and then the next day after breakfast, we'll head back to Atlantic on Friday. It's a lot of stuff packed into four relatively quick days, is what it seems like each and every year. June 12th through the 15th are the dates for that trip. Now, because we're able to take a large group down there, and we work so closely with the travel folks, that we're able to get some pretty good prices for you here, too. We have a price structure this year that includes an early bird sign-up period. If you sign up between now and March 9th, March 9th will be the deadline for that, then the prices look like this. For a double room, for two to a room, it'll be $435 per person. And for a triple, $405 a person. And four to a room would be $385 a person. And if you choose to do a single, we really don't have much of that. But if you choose to do a single, it's a little more expensive. That's $560 per person. Now, if you wait until after March 9th to sign up, the absolute drop-dead date is April 13th. Everyone has to be signed up by then. But prices between March 10th and April 13th, basically, it's going to cost you an extra $40. So we've discounted that by $40 for you. So the doubles after March 9th, on March 10th, it'll be $475 per person. And then we have other discounts for triples and quads as well. So the key numbers to remember, if you sign up between now and March 9th, $435 per person for double occupancy. And if you wait till after March 9th, $475. Double occupancy. Stop out here to KJAN. That's the only way you can register. We've had some folks call and say, hey, put me down. Well, we'll put you on a temporary list, but we won't actually sign you up until we actually see you in here with a check in hand. Make your checks out to KJAN, and we do need payment in full. That's the only way to reserve that space, and we do have a maximum of 100 people that we can handle. Sounds like a lot, but we've had between 80 and 90 both years that we've gone down there so far. So it's been a good trip. We've met a lot of neat folks and had a lot of fun. It's a good bonding experience.
Yeah, it's a good time. Everybody has a good time, and of course, not only do you enjoy the shows, but you know, you get to meet everybody else that's on the bus and make some new friends. So it's a good trip.
You bet. And you know, we'll make some stops. That Osceola cheese place always seems to be calling.
That's true.
Everybody wants to do that on the way down and on the way back. But also, we'll have deluxe motor coach transportation as well, and that is all factored into the price and stuff of what we're able to charge. So we want to thank all of our sponsors too. And we'll be telling you more about them as time goes along. But they're the ones that also help to make this thing cheaper for you, because they're willing to jump on board with us as sponsors, that we're able to offer a less expensive price for you as well. So make sure you stop on out. And you can check out our website, too. I don't have the information up there yet. I haven't had a chance yet this morning. But I'm going to put the itinerary up there here this morning, and we'll get the pricing structure and stuff and the deadline dates and things on there. You can find that on our contest promotions page there. So you can go find that a little bit later on. Just give me a couple hours. We'll have that up for you if you want to know the details. Or, of course, you can always call out here and find out. But if you're interested in signing up, do it soon, because we've been awfully close to filling up the last couple of years, and I would encourage you to do it early. That's why we put the price structure the way we did this year, is we'd like to make sure that as many folks that want to go get signed up early so that we can kind of take care of things. But March 9th is the deadline for that early sign-up period. That's just, what, 3 weeks away? So you want to make sure you jump on that as soon as you can. Again, that's June 12th through the 15th. So keep it in mind if you're thinking about going. I know we had some great feedback from folks last year that said they wanted to go again. And then also, on top of that, I know I had a number of folks stop me, too, that went last year and said, you know, we had some friends, we were telling them about this trip, and they didn't know about it, and they're just thrilled. They want to go next year. So we're anticipating, as always, that this will fill up rather quickly. So I know we're asking you to make a decision pretty soon on a trip like that, but it's just a few days, but you'll have a great time, and it will probably fill up relatively quickly this year, just because as years go on, the steam starts to gather, and more folks know about that. And also, those early letters went out to those who've gone in the past with us, too. So make sure you check it out soon. Just come on out to talk to Stacy at the front desk. She'll get you signed up, and do that as soon as possible so you don't miss out on some of the fun. It would be a nice problem to have, but we will cut it off when we get to 100. So if we get there, we'll stop it right there, and then you'll be out of luck. So do it today. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell you more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Lennox has always been respected in the heating and air conditioning fields as one manufacturer to follow with their innovations. They were the first manufacturer to really enter the air quality market and still lead the field with their Pure Air unit. This miraculous product combines an ultraviolet light with an electronic air cleaner and a MERV 16 filter to give you the cleanest air possible in your entire home, not just one room. If you have allergies, you will notice an immediate improvement in your comfort and allergy symptoms. From hay fever to sinus to asthma symptoms, this great machine will help alleviate those terrible times. give us a call soon and start breathing the good air. Call the Atlantic store at 243-1512 or the Harlan store at 755-3286 to get more information. The thought of the day today is by Denise or Dennis Waitley. It says, the winner's edge is all in the attitude, not aptitude.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it. Sounds like the little engine that could.
That's right.
I think I can. Appreciate it very much. Hey, check it out today and stop on out or give us a call if you want to know more information about that Branson trip. We'd love to get you signed up and get you a really good time this summer. Hey, go out and make it a great day and God bless America.